Welcome to Product Brand Management Chapter 6. In this chapter, we'll cover brand building. We'll understand what brand building is and the various concepts associated with it. So let's get into it. The first concept, brand building. Philip Kotler has given us a good concept. He says that brand building is a rollout process. It's not a drop everywhere in the world at one time. The key to brand building is to have something good that you roll out in a very intelligent way. Maybe even invisibly for a while, because somewhere you want to be under the radar of your competitors. Brand building, according to Kotler, is simply a process in which you roll out your brand communication over a period of time. You build your brand stage by stage, you achieve different objectives at different times, and you ensure that the brand has specific questions that are answered to the consumers. The advantages of brand building are: it increases consumer loyalty, it enhances your profit margins, it enhances market leadership, cash flows become better, it gives you competitive supremacy, protection against cyclical fluctuations. In general, if you built your brand well and if you have consumer loyalty, you're likely to have a business that grows well, that maintains its profitability, that maintains its margins. You're likely to have a business that succeeds over a period of time. Kotler has given us what we call the brand resonance model. So let's look at this as as indicative of how one can go about building one's brands. We will look at it in terms of stages of brand development, branding objective at each stage, and the building blocks that eventually get formed due to these stages of brand development. So the first stage of brand development is identity. Who are you? Once you determine who the brand is, once you determine the identity of the brand — we discussed the brand identity two sessions ago — you actually build a deep, broad brand awareness across the minds of the consumers. And the brand building block that builds because of that is salience. Let's look at the building blocks in a little more detail. This is a more detailed diagram of brand resonance model. If you look at this, salience, category identification, and needs satisfied. So basically, the question "who are you" builds — the answering the question "who are you" for the brand actually builds salience. It builds category identification. Which category are we going to be operating in? Needs satisfied. What needs of the consumers are we actually satisfying by launching this brand in the market? And this is achieved by deep, broad brand awareness. This is the stage at which the objective of the brand management, of the brand manager, is to ensure that brand awareness takes place at a larger level. The next stage of brand development is giving the brand meaning. What are you? Now we've given it identity, we've given it some salience. The next two building blocks of performance and imagery come from giving the brand meaning. What are you? Once you determine what the brand is, your performance in terms of what are your primary characteristics, what are your secondary features, what is your product reliability like, what is the durability like, along with imagery, which is user profiles, purchase and usage solutions, personality, values, history, heritage of the brand, etc. All of these lead to points of parity and points of difference. This is an important concept given by Kotler: points of parity and points of difference. If you look at points of parity and points of difference, we are looking at the entire competitive stretch of the market. What category are you in? What product category are you present in? What product category is your brand present in? How many other brands are present in the same product category? What are their parity points? As in, what features of the products are considered hygiene? What features of the product are considered expected? And what are the points of difference? What is the unexpected benefit that your product gives? So that is the objective of branding at this stage. By giving it meaning, you're building performance and imagery as building blocks of the brand and achieving the objective of points of parity and points of difference, these being completely drilled into the heads of the consumers. Third stage of brand development is response. What about you? This builds judgment and feeling as building blocks of the brand and achieves the objective of positive, accessible reaction. Is your product good quality? Does it have credibility? What about the consideration of your brand? Does it have superiority over other products? Does it, as a consumer, make me feel warm, fun, excited, secure? What does it make me feel? Judgments and feelings. What about you? What is the response of the brand? That that is the third stage of brand development. Final stage of brand development is relationships. What about you and me? As in, what about the brand and the consumer's interdependence? This is where resonance is built. This is where this is the pinnacle of the brand resonance model. Loyalty, attachment, intense loyalty, intense attachment to the brand is built. This is where, when you reach this stage, is where you can say that my brand has reached a stage where even if a new competitor comes into the market, people are unlikely to actually change over from my brand to the new brand because there's loyalty, attachment, and engagement. The objective of this is intensive, active loyalty, like I said. So this is an important model, the brand resonance model. It helps you understand these basic six building blocks of brand building. It identifies the stages of brand development and it identifies the branding objective at each stage. So again, brand resonance model looks at brand salience, performance, imagery in terms of user profiles, purchase and usage situations, personality of the brand, values of the brand, history, heritage, experiences. It looks at brand judgment in terms of quality, credibility, consideration, superiority. It looks at brand feelings, warmth, fun, excitement, security, social approval, self-respect. It looks at brand resonance as the pinnacle of the model itself, behavioral loyalty, attitudinal attachment, sense of community, active engagement. So these are the basic six building blocks of brands. Using this model, we can actually understand how to stage by stage build a brand. So I'll summarize this session for you. The brand resonance model has four steps. The first step is to ensure identification of the brand with the consumers and an association of the brand in the consumer's mind with a specific product class, a product benefit, or a consumer need. The second step is to firmly establish the totality of the brand meaning in the minds of consumers by linking a host of intangible brand associations in the minds of the consumers. The third is elicit proper consumer responses to the brand and then converting brand responses to create resonance in an intense, active, loyalty-based relationship between the customers and the brand. The fundamental questions you ask about your brand are, who are you? What are you? What do I think or feel about you? And what about you and me? Once we answer these questions, these are actually the basic stages of brand development that will help you build the six basic building blocks of your brand, eventually leading up to brand resonance, which will lead to intense loyalty towards your brand. Thank you.